streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at peacocktv.com.
Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to yieldstreet.com to create your account today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Josh Miller. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. We discuss the Bengals' AFC Championship game victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, the Bengals' offense and defense. Also, we discuss Joe Burrow, head coach Zach Taylor, Super Bowl 56, and so much more. Josh is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to yieldstreet.com to create your account today.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. As a financial coach at Operation Hope, Trudy Morrison empowers people to overcome economic challenges and bring their dreams to life. Her mission is to inspire the unstoppable spirit in everyone. And our mission at First Horizon is to invest in Trudy and organizations like hers to create a better future for all. Visit FirstHorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
7 iconic housewives from 4 different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
The party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
7 iconic housewives from 4 different cities.
Oh my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Evolving markets require an alternative approach to investing. Cut through the volatility with Yield Street investments that target fixed durations and income generation. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000 and targeting annual yields up to 15%. Discover the difference of a diverse portfolio with Yield Street. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Oh, situation. That's why you kick it.
I thought you were talking from the line of scrimmage on a regular play. I didn't know you were talking special.
Yes, no, I wasn't talking special. This is why you kick it on third down, though, because if it is a drop,
all right,
do it again.
Here we go. This could be a sentence that a month ago would sound incomprehensible. From 31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl.
He called it again, I'm sure. He walked up and he goes, "Can you believe, coach? We're going to the Super Bowl." And they did it. They beat Mahomes at home. Wow, Joe Burrow. No way. Only two quarterbacks have won an FBS national title game and a Super Bowl. And that's Joe Namath and Joe Montana. And Joe Burrow's trying to be the third.
From 18 down, matching the biggest comeback victory in championship game history, AFC or NFC. This was just dead center. Shooter McPherson, fearless. And Cincinnati takes the AFC.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports, and he did it again. Cincinnati Bengals kicker Evan McPherson kicked the game-winning field goal in overtime to beat the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC Championship, and the Bengals will march to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1989. And to talk more about that game, as well as how the city of Cincinnati is responding to the Bengals going to the Super Bowl, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, and I know he is extremely excited about this day, well, about this appearance, I should say, for the Bengals. Josh Miller. Hey, Josh, welcome back, my man.
So great to be back on your show, man. It just gets better every single week. It feels like I just keep coming back, and maybe this is the good luck charm that we were looking for here. But thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be back.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And maybe I am a good luck charm because the Bengals have been sensational, especially what a postseason run this has been for the Bengals. So, Josh, give me your takeaways from the Bengals beating the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC Championship game.
And that I don't even know how to react because it feels like it's not even real. Like it took a second to really set in. Like the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. It's so weird to, you know, go on Bengals Twitter and look and they're tweeting out them in their uniforms and they have that Super Bowl 56 patch on their jersey. It's so incredible. And I talked about it a little bit last week when I was on your podcast that you're seeing it throughout like the school districts and throughout the community, that the Bengals hype is so real and it's running rampant right now through the city of Cincinnati. And I'll give you an example here. I was teaching a class and one of their lessons was that they had to have a local culture lesson. So what I did was I just played Bengals highlights and I was like, I think that's a great local culture lesson right there. But the city is absolutely buzzing. We don't even really know what to do with it. It's so surreal. And the reactions that you're getting from these fan bases is so real and it's raw and it's amazing to see. And I'm so happy to be a Bengals fan. And this Bengals team has had quite a magical run in them. It's been incredibly fun to watch, especially as a fan.
Yeah, indeed, it has been fun to watch, Josh. I mean, not just with Joe Burrow, but just this whole Bengals team as a whole. What a rise they've had. And, you know, of course, with Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, and only his third year in the league and his third year as the head coach of the Bengals. I mean, he's taken this team around in such a short amount of time. I want to get into the offensive side of this game and pertaining to Cincinnati. Joe Mixon, 21 carries for 88 yards, and he had three catches for 27 yards. Joe had a lot of action in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. Just give me your take on Joe and his performance in this game.
It's just, he's that guy that when you need him the most, he's going to show up. You saw a lot of those yards that he got at the end of the game in overtime when the Bengals are just trying to get into field goal range to win the AFC Championship game. And you can rely on him. And that is something that Joe Mixon has that separates himself from everybody else. And it's almost like – it's kind of like the same thing with Joe Burrow. And even on the days that he doesn't have the sexiest numbers and he's not, you know, running for 200 yards and getting a, you know, two or three touchdown game, he's getting you those yards in the crunch time, when the lights are the brightest, when it's the biggest moment. That's when Joe Mixon shows up. And it's the same thing with Joe Burrow. When the lights are the brightest, they show up. And Mixon has carried this team throughout this entire postseason and throughout this entire regular season. He's been a huge factor in the offense, and he really does help out that passing game too. Just being able to have the defense being like, you know, it goes back to who are you going to try to stop? Because if you try to just stop the passing game, you're going to leave Joe Mixon a top back in this league. And for a long time, in the beginning of the regular season, especially when Derrick Henry got hurt, Joe Mixon was leading the league in yards. And, you know, it's who are you going to stop? So having Joe Mixon in the backfield really propels this offense, even when he doesn't get the ball. And I think that's one of his best attributes is what Joe Mixon does when he doesn't have the ball. And, you know, he's been a great locker room guy too. He's been here through the hard years. He's been here through the rebuild. He knows what this is, what this all takes. And he knows how special this is. So it's amazing to have him on this roster.
Yeah, he definitely is the heart and soul of this offense, like you said, Josh, and definitely he makes his contribution felt, not just running and receiving, but also he's a great blocker as well. So Joe did his thing in the AFC Championship game. Let's move along now to the receiving side. T. Higgins, six catches for 103 yards. He's a nice compliment to Ja'Marr Chase, but T. did his thing, late in the particularly late in the second half when the Bengals needed plays, and he definitely stepped up in a major way. Give me your thoughts on T's performance in this game.
Hey, about the guy. I mean, honestly, before we drafted him and once it was announced that we drafted him, I kind of looked at him and I was like, this guy is built to be better and stronger and faster than probably our best receivers in franchise history. You look at Chad Johnson, you look at A.J. Green, and you look at T. Higgins. It's almost like T. Higgins has taken the best qualities of both of those receivers and put them into himself. And then think about this though, Ed, is that, and for him, it's kind of sad. I don't want to call him the wide receiver two because he really isn't a second wide receiver. He is wide receiver 1A and 1B with Ja'Marr. It's just whoever is going to have the better day. And the Chiefs had a game plan to take away Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, a lot of teams try to do that. And T. Higgins had to step up in a big way, and he did. T. Higgins had some problems with drops through the year, and there were some times in big moments where we needed him to show up and he would drop the ball. But in the playoffs, he has been so consistent with his catching ability and his ability to get yards and ability to get tough yards. If you go back and you watch those plays in which T. Higgins is getting the ball, you see he is double covered. He is coming across the middle. He is about to take that big hit, and he has been so tough and resilient, and he's got those vice grip hands that has really brought that ball in, and he's been a major part of his offense. And, you know, honestly, when you look at him and you look at comparison to Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, Ja'Marr gets those big numbers and he gets the big explosive plays, but if you look at the grinded out and probably the best receiver that has the most efficiency this year, you're probably going to look at T. Higgins because he has been just such a great contribution to this. And, you know, the Bengals, I personally think, I mean, I know this is probably a little bit biased, but I think the Bengals have the best 1-2 punch at receiver in the entire National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you can put them up there, too, with Higgins. And, of course, the next gentleman we're going to talk about is Ja'Marr Chase. The first half of this game, Ja'Marr Chase was nowhere to be found. Kansas City's defense came in, and they shut him down for much of the first half. But late in the third quarter, Ja'Marr came alive, and then some, including a big touchdown that came late in the game, particularly the touchdown came late in the third quarter, and then that's when he really got going. And again, it didn't start off strong. He didn't start off strong, but he definitely finished on a bright note. He had 6 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Ja'Marr's performance in this game.
Guy that when you need him the most, and when it's crunch time, and you need to get that touchdown, or you need to tie the game up, or you need to get a big you know, game, and you need to get in the field goal range, Ja'Marr is a guy that you can just continually keep going back to. He's been very reliant in the first half. Obviously, I believe the Chiefs' defensive scheme was take Ja'Marr away, because, I mean, honestly, if you look at through his entire year, I think a lot of teams were trying to do that, is take Ja'Marr away. And especially when Ja'Marr cooked them for basically 266 yards and 2 touchdowns in their first meeting, I think they were really trying to be like, okay, you're Cincinnati, you're going to have to try to beat us with somebody else. But then in the second half, obviously, they were the Bengals offense, and then their offensive scheme was able to find a way to still get him open and get those one-on-one matchups with Chidavius Ward. And he's been able to still make plays even when he's, double covered, even triple covered at some times, but he still finds a way to make that play. And then also, again, you look at the plays that he has off of the ball. I go back to that Samaje Perine touchdown on a screen pass. It was the first touchdown that the Bengals had this game. And you look at Ja'Marr Chase, again, a rookie wide receiver. You don't really see this. He has thrown a massive block, and one of the reasons that Samaje got into the end zone was because of that Ja'Marr Chase block. So it's his off play, and it's his off ball play, and it's his on ball play that he really just shines. And it's amazing to watch a rookie do something like that. It's amazing to watch a rookie throw his body around and give it all up for the team. And when you watch the mic'd up that the NFL does at the end of all these playoff games, you hear the emotion out of Ja'Marr's voice, and you hear when Ja'Marr Chase starts crying, when the kick finally goes through and we're going to the Super Bowl, you hear that raw emotion and what his mentality is and how much this means to him. And I think that carries over through the entire roster. So again, it's not only what he does when he's on the field, it's what he does when he's off the field. It's how he prepares. He really is a pro's pro. And I mean, it's kind of a knock on him to even call him a rookie, because he doesn't play like a rookie. He plays like he's a 3-4-5 year vet.
Yeah, Ja'Marr, I mean, again, he's been in these type of situations so early in his career, including his college years at LSU. And like you said, Josh, he plays like a veteran. He brings that veteran leadership, even though he's a rookie. But, man, Ja'Marr is definitely a diamond in the rough, and he's definitely going to be one we're going to be looking forward to watching for many, many years to come. So he had 6 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. And you mentioned his name earlier, Samaje Perine, 3 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Samaje's performance in this game.
It's one guy. I mean, obviously, he is a great number 2 back, and I've had my problems with Samaje Perine. I don't particularly like how much the Bengals use him on third down. However, when, again, it goes back to the maybe it's the mentality of the team, and you see it throughout the resiliency, is that when we need it the most is when he's going to make a big play. And Samaje Perine makes one of the biggest plays of the game and getting the Bengals that first touchdown on a 40-yard screen pass that, doesn't usually go to him, or it doesn't usually turn into that big of a play. And, he kind of put the team on his back. He's like, okay, I'm going to get this started for us. And, it goes back to, again, it's when do we need it the most? And Samaje Perine gets it done when we need it the most. And I'm very impressed with how he's been as a second back. He's really filled in really, really nicely behind Joe Mixon. I would like to see Mixon get more touches and see Samaje get less. But Samaje Perine, maybe I'm wrong, because when he does get the touches, he's made some plays. He made a big play in this Kansas City game.
All right, and then let's move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Sam Hubbard, what a game he had. 4 tackles to go along with 2 sacks. Give me your thoughts on Sam and his play in this game.
It is so amazing to see a guy that grew up a Bengals fan, a lot like us, that knows the history of this team and knows what it's like to be in the losing spot and be maybe even the laughing stock in the league, to come out and have as big of an impact as he has had on the defensive side of the ball and the defensive line mostly. And then again, he comes out and makes 2 huge plays at the end of the game where we really, really needed it the most. And again, he gets those 2 sacks on Patrick Mahomes, which is knocked them out of touchdown range, which would have ended the game. The Chiefs were inside of the 5-yard line. And, you know, if they score that touchdown, there's not a whole lot of time left for the Bengals to drive down. Now, obviously, I put my trust in Joe Burrow and I try to put as much trust as I can in this offense. But, you know, they score a touchdown here. It's looking pretty grim. And Sam Hubbard was able to, again, when the lights are the brightest and in crunch time and we need a big play, he is there to make a big play. If you notice on those 2 sacks that he had at the end of the game, he was dropping back into coverage. Now, that's a credit to Lou Anarumo for taking away the Chiefs, you know, their weapon, taking away Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But then Sam Hubbard calls his own number and says, you know what, forget this. I'm going to go run it. I'm going to go try to, you know, make a play. And he goes and he makes a play. And he doesn't get burned on it. And he's been a great addition to this Bengals roster. And, you know, during the offseason, I was questioning the efficiency we were going to get out of him when we signed him to that new deal. But it's obviously paid off in dividends. It's been amazing to watch. And I'm so happy that I'm wrong. And usually I'm not very happy when I'm wrong. But he's proved me wrong in that this contract was worth it. This defensive line is really shaped up. And you got to give the credit to Marion Hobby, who is our defensive line coach, and Lou Anarumo, who is our defensive coordinator, who just has created a scheme in which he puts these players in such a great position to make plays and give these players opportunities to go out and be athletes and make plays. So it's been great to have such an athletic defensive end to drop him back into coverage or to send him on a blitz or send him, you know, on a pass rush. So Sam Hubbard has made a huge impact in the game, and I got to love for the Cincinnati kid. Love me some homegrown talent. Yeah. He did go to Ohio State, which I'm not a giant fan of, but – you know, he's a Cincinnati homegrown product. I wish he would have went to UC, but it's paying off now, and he's been a great, great addition to this Bengals defense.
You know, a great addition to the defense for the Bengals, and we talked about him the last several times, and that's B.J. Hill. He had a half a sack in his game, and he had an interception, which led to the Burrow to Chase touchdown, which was late in the third quarter, and that was a big interception because the Bengals needed that one. Give me your thoughts on BJ and his play in this game.
This before, and I'll say this again, BJ Hill is the best trade in Bengals history. He's the best trade in Bengals history. I don't know if you remember back to the start of the year. It's about a week or 2 weeks away from the first game of the year, and we traded away Billy Price, who was going to sit on the bench as a center, and, you know, he really did not pan out as a draft prospect. He really wasn't good. And we traded him for B.J. Hill, and his front office was aggressive and went out and got guys that were bought in. And, again, that trade is really, really paying off. And B.J. Hill, again, he's a part of this defensive line, a part of Marion Hobby's defensive line that has been able to basically take that, you know, take those opportunities and take those advantages. And, you know, he does make those plays, and he makes those plays when they are the brightest. So it goes back to when they were taking guys and they're looking at free agency and they're looking at trades. They're looking at guys that have this mentality of we're going to win. And you're looking at a mentality standpoint. So not only his physical, you know, athletic ability and physical ability to play really well on the defensive line, you're looking at his mentality. He's a playmaker. When we need it the most, he gives us a big-time rush, and he's been able to really, you know, attack the ball. And that interception was one of the biggest turning points in the game, and we really, really needed it. And that's something that this defense has been able to do really well, is create turnovers and generate big opportunities or big-time plays. And he's been a huge addition to the Bengals' defensive line, and he's been great, especially with Larry Ogunjobi being out for the Bengals. He's really stepped up, because his defensive line has been, you know, riddled with – not really riddled, but, you know, not having Larry Ogunjobi out there is really tough. And, you know, he's really stepped up in this role, and he's made a lot of really big plays, and he's one of the big reasons why right now we're going to the Super Bowl.
All right, and then I want to move along now to a person that was made a big contribution in this game, Trey Hendrickson, the Pro Bowler, three tackles, and he had a half a sack and 1.5 sack in this game. I mean, Trey's been clutch this whole season. Give me your thoughts on Trey and his play in this game.
For a guy like Trey Hendrickson, I mean, he's a guy that's coming out of New Orleans. He's, you know, everybody's calling him a bust. Everybody's calling him a one-year wonder. He comes to the Bengals, and he has an absolute career year. Like you said, a Pro Bowler. Again, we are not at the, even close to this point if he's not on the defensive line. Makes big-time plays. It almost seems like he's getting held on every single play. He's so fast with his jump off, and you see how fast he is and how he can beat even the best tackles in the NFL, and how he generates, you know, these turnovers, and he generates big-time plays for the defense. I want to go back to that B.J. Hill interception. I was watching the All-22 that Brian Baldinger does for the NFL, which is really good. For anybody that doesn't watch Brian Baldinger's All-22 breakdown, I very highly suggest watching it. You get a good full realm of what's happening on the play. But you go back to the B.J. Hill interception. Trey Hendrickson is the one who steps into the passing route of Patrick Mahomes that makes him throw an errant ball that goes right into B.J. Hill's hands. So that play doesn't even happen unless Trey Hendrickson does his assignment to a T. We talk about Sam Hubbard dropping back into coverage. Trey Hendrickson does the same exact thing. It's a godsend to have these two defensive ends that are able to drop back in coverage and able to cover guys, able to take away passing lanes, and able to force, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks and Patrick Mahomes, who everybody wants to call him, you know, the second coming and the Grim Reaper. But the Bengals defense stifled him. They made him worried. They made him confused. And that's something that, again, it's a credit to Lou Anarumo. But, again, guys like Trey Hendrickson that are able to play that – pass rush and drop back type of defense has been absolutely incredible. And I can't wait to see what they do with this high-powered Rams offense. And I'm excited to see what the scheme is coming out of the gate with what Lou Anarumo decides what he wants to do with this scheme. Because, again, like, you know, we don't want to be a second-half team. We want to start out strong, but that's who this defense is. They are so much stronger in the second half. You go back to the regular season, when they play the Chiefs, you know, they give up 28 points in the first half. Then the second half, they only give up 3 points. And then, again, you fast forward to, you know, this Sunday, and, again, you know, they give up 21 points in the first half, and then they only allow the Chiefs to score 3 points in the second half. This defense is really sprouted up. They're able to show up, and the lights are the brightest, and Trey Hendrickson is one of the biggest reasons why.
All right, and another person on the defensive side that's been making plays all season long, and, of course, he made probably the biggest play in the championship game to help the Bengals get to the big one. That was Von Bell, three tackles and an interception, which, of course, helped Cincinnati get in the field goal range, and, of course, McPherson kicked the game-winning field goal. But give me your thoughts on Von's play in this one.
What can you say about the guy? He's all over the field. He plays with this chip on his shoulder. Again, it's another guy that a lot of teams were writing off as either like a 1 year wonder or he's not that great. And now he's on the, you know, he's a starting safety on a Super Bowl team because of how he plays and the style that he plays and how, you know, hungry he plays, and that resonates with the rest of the team. And then again, it goes back to, and you know, I keep bringing this up, and you know, it's something that I do like to call the Burrow effect, because it does. I do believe that this, you know, Joe Burrow's ability to show up in primetime resonates with the entire team. Von Bell, again, when we needed him the most, and we needed a big-time play in overtime with the Chiefs, who had just the week before beat the Bills in overtime when they got the ball first, and the teams that got the ball first in overtime were 10-1 in the playoffs thus far, play of the afternoon. And, you know, it's amazing to watch Von Bell play because I love his style of play. I love how tough he is. I love how he, you know, he sticks his nose in there. He's not afraid to tackle big-time guys like Travis Kelce. He's not afraid to go in and go get Clyde Edwards-Helaire when he's coming out of the backfield at full steam. I love watching this type of gritty, tough type of safety come through the Bengals. He's been huge, and obviously he made the biggest play of the day.
All right, fair enough. And, again, the biggest play, probably one of the biggest plays in the franchise's history, Evan McPherson, man, he's been automatic all season long, including in this postseason run, kicks the game-winning field goal to send the Bengals to the big one. Your thoughts on his kick and what he's done during this playoff run?
He is going to break Adam Vinatieri's record for most postseason field goals. I think he's one away now. He has 12. I think he's trying to get to 13. He's a legend already in his rookie year. He's kicked five game winners this year when you're including the Chiefs game. He's so automatic, and it's really helped this Bengals offense, and it's really helped this Bengals defense as well, because now when the Bengals are inside of the 35, they're thinking, okay, we already have points. So we can play this a little bit differently. We can play this a little bit more aggressively because we know that we're not going to be punting. We know that we can trust Evan McPherson to go out there and go get a big-time field goal. Now, obviously, the game-winning field goal was, you know, a little bit more than a chip shot, maybe a little bit. But that big-time field goal before the Chiefs got the ball at the end of the fourth quarter where he kicked another 50-plus yarder to send to give the Bengals the lead before the Chiefs got the ball. He's been absolutely massive this whole time. And, you know, a lot of the national media was hammering the Bengals for taking a kicker in the fifth round, but he's showing exactly why you do it. Because he is now the sixth all-time in postseason points altogether. He's had so many points. He's been a godsend for this Bengals offense. It's what we needed. And I think, honestly, that's one of the reasons why we beat the Tennessee Titans. If you go back to the Titans game when the Bengals played them, the Titans kicker is Randy Bullock, who has been a kicker for the Bengals for a while, but he could not make a bunch of, you know, long-time, big-time field goals. And the Titans were on the 35-yard line, and they were 4th-and-1. If they were to kick a field goal, they would, I believe, take the lead. But instead, they decided to go for it, and the Bengals stopped them. Now, if that was the roles were reversed and Evan McPherson was out there, we'd be kicking the field goal instead and taking the lead. So it's just added to this offense, and it's been so amazing to have a weapon like he is, and he's been great. He's so confident, and again, it's this confidence that this team plays with that I think makes them so dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, we've talked all season long about kickers getting a bad rap, but not this year with Evan McPherson. He's been on the one, and like you said before, he's got a chance to break Adam Vinatieri's record for the most kicks in the postseason. We got to talk about Joey B, Joe Burrow, only his second year in the league. I mean, the man has been phenomenal, just ice water running through his veins. Jamar Chase says they don't call him Joey B, they call him Joe Burr because he's just so ice cold and just automatic no matter what. You know, he never lets the pressure get to him. In this game, he completed 23 out of 38 passes for 250 yards, 2 touchdown passes and an interception. Your thoughts on Joe's play in this one?
And, you know, Joe Scheisty, Joe Jackpot Joey, whatever you want to call him, his number one nickname that I have for him is Joey Franchise, and the reason I call him that is because he is the franchise guy. He is so calm, and he's so poised in that pocket after taking hit after hit after hit. And he's a new generation of quarterback that I think that this take kind of gets overlooked in the national media. You look at quarterbacks around the league. You look at Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. all three of those quarterbacks take a lot of hits because they're rolling out of the pocket and they're, you know, just getting smacked over and over again. And, you know, everybody wants to handle the Bengals and their offensive line because Joe Burrow gets sacked so much. But here's the thing about Joe. He's so durable, and he's there. He sits in that pocket, and he gets that. You know, you sack him 9 times, he gets up 10 times. He still sits there. And, again, when it comes – in the lights are the brightest, that's when he shows up. And the reason that you call him Joe Shiesty is those plays, like, where he's basically dead in the water in the backfield. He's about to get sacked, and he still splits away, makes a play, and he goes, and he goes and gets the first down. He did that 3 times in the Chiefs in the game against the Chiefs, and it was needed every single time. This guy is the franchise guy. He really is different. And, you're going to win a lot of football games with a guy like him. So the Bengals just need to continue to put weapons around him. I can't wait to see this free eight. I mean, obviously, I can't wait for the Super Bowl. But I can't wait to see the offseason, too, how they're going to fit, you know, continually just give Joe Burrow, you know, better offensive line and, you know, better help on defense and continually just stack him. And, you know, he's a franchise guy. He's Joey freaking Burrow. And, you know, he's this new style quarterback that goes out there. Again, he doesn't have the sexiest numbers. He's not going to run for 100 yards like Lamar Jackson is. He's not going to throw for 400 every single game, but he's going to win you football games. He's going to show up when it matters the most. I think that's why a lot of people compare him to Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's a lot of the same way, is that, you know, again, it's not the sexiest numbers, but when it's crunch time and it's the lights are the brightest and it's the AFC championship game and we need to get a drive to get in the field goal range, who's the guy to look at? It's Joe freaking Burrow.
Rightfully so, and I'm so excited to can't wait to see what he's going to do for many seasons to come in the National Football League. He's already won a national championship, and who knows what can take place with him winning possibly the big one in Inglewood, California. Let's move along now to head coach Zach Taylor. I mean, the writings were on the wall for him first 2 years in Cincinnati. We didn't think everything was not in place, but when you draft well, you get Joe Burrow and then his year two in the league, and then on top of that, you draft Jamar Chase. You get some other pieces around T. Higgins, Trey Hendrickson, and so on and so forth, able to put it together. And now we've got his team on their way to the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on Coach Taylor in year three of his head coaching career with Cincinnati?
Yeah, coming out of the gates, the beginning of this year, during the summer, I was against Zach. I mean, I guess I wasn't really more or less against Zach Taylor, but I was against a lot of his coaching staff. I mean, 6-25-1, you know, the record being before this year, you know, it's amazing that an NFL coach can hold that. And, you know, the Brown family saw that vision and they believed in Zach Taylor and they kept building. And they kept getting this group younger and getting guys in that are desperate to win. And Zach Taylor was able to mold them into a winner, a Super Bowl contender. And it's been incredible to see, especially a guy like Zach Taylor who's taken so much heat over his tenure here in Cincinnati. And some of it is definitely deserved. It is because, you know, 6-25-1, you're obviously not doing something right. But he's able to bounce back and he's able to get guys ready to go. One of the things that I think that he doesn't get enough credit for, that he should get the most credit for, is getting Joe Burrow ready back-to-back years when, you know, his rookie year, Joe Burrow did not have an offseason because of COVID. And his second season, Joe Burrow doesn't have an offseason due to his knee injury. And then here we are, I'm talking to you now in February, talking about the freaking Super Bowl. So Zach Taylor has been able to get this quarterback ready. He's able to draw up a great offensive scheme. And one of the things that Zach Taylor does best is his second half adjustments. His ability to change a game plan when it just strictly does not work has been really helpful to the Bengals. Again, I go back to the game against the Chiefs in the regular season. I go back to this game in the AFC Championship game. Both times they were down and they were able to storm back because Zach Taylor was able to put them in a position to make some big-time plays. And you know, kept a belief within the team, and this team could believe. This team believes that they can win. This team is going into the Super Bowl with the best ability that you can in the NFL. It's confidence, and Zach Taylor is one of the reasons why they have this biggest time, this big time confidence.
All right, so head coach Zach Taylor will be entering the big game, taking the Cincinnati Bengals, squaring off against the Los Angeles Rams of the NFC. Definitely is going to be a great one. And let's talk now about Super Bowl 56. So the Bengals have their roster intact. They're going up against a team that is solid on both ends of the football. Let's start off on the offensive side. What do you think the strategy needs to be for the Bengals defense to take down this Rams offense? And it's loaded, of course, with Matthew Stafford. There's Odell Beckham Jr. They're saying Tyler Higbee looks like he's going to be a go for this game. And Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown winner this year, leading all the receivers in yards, receptions, and touchdowns. What do you think the defensive strategy is going to be for the Bengals to neutralize the Rams offense?
Talked about it a little bit in previous weeks, talking about the other postseason games. It's going to be about forcing the Rams to basically beat us by not using their superstars. So it's going to be having the Rams beat us through their ground game or through a receiver that they don't usually use a lot. The Bengals are going to have to take away Cooper Kupp. They're going to have to create uncomfortable situations for Matthew Stafford. Now, while Matthew Stafford has definitely blossomed within this Rams style of offense, especially coming over from Detroit, and I like Matthew Stafford. However, I do think that he does throw a lot of errant balls, and he throws a lot of balls that should be picked off. You go back to their game against the Niners. I mean, he literally threw a punt return for the Niners, and they dropped the interception. I mean, they picked that off. The Niners, we're probably playing the Niners in the Super Bowl. So we're going to have to force Matthew Stafford to throw the ball to guys that he is not comfortable with throwing the ball. And we're going to have to force the Rams to run the ball and use guys that they don't usually use. If we get beat by the running game, if we get beat by, you know, guys you've never really heard of or is not really on the scouting roster, then you just tip your cap and you know, get a good game and the Rams outbested us. But you can't let Cooper Kupp beat you. You can't let Tyler Higbee beat you. You've got to be able to create those turns. And then you also on top of this, you've got to create a turnover. The Bengals defense has thrived on creating turnovers, on creating opportunities. So they're going to have to do exactly that. They're going to have to create a turnover, and they're going to have to create a short field situation in order for the Bengals to come out with the Lombardi Trophy.
Let's move along now to the other side of the ball. Cincinnati's offense, they've got the weapons on offense, but the Rams have a lot of weapons on defense. Aaron Donald, Vaughn Miller, Leonard Floyd, Greg Gaines, Jalen Ramsey, also the recent re-addition of Eric Weddle. What do you think Cincinnati's strategy is going to be on, need to do on offense to get points against this Ram defense?
You got to look at your main man in the backfield, Joe Mixon. You got to establish that ground game. You got to be able to lighten up that pass rush that the Rams have. You got to get them guessing. So you're going to see a lot. I would love to see Joe Mixon get started early. I want to see him get those carries early. So that way when you can go back to play action later in the game. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the Rams are going to guard Jamar Chase. I've seen kind of all around of what they're going to do. I've seen that they're going to double Jamar and they're going to put Jalen on T. Higgins. And then I've also seen they're going to single up Jalen Ramsey and Jamar Chase. Now, if the Rams are going single coverage, I'm sorry, you got to attack whoever's at corner with Jamar Chase. You have to go right at them. You got to tire this defense out. And then also on top of that, you got to find a way to stop Aaron Donald. I mean, he's at his position for a reason. He gets to the offensive line like I've never seen before. He's a great, great player, so you got to be able to scheme around that. So that means that's going to be attacking the other side of the field. That's going to be double-teaming Aaron Donald. That's going to be, again, you got to be able to control the game and control the clock and control how long that Rams defense is out there. Because one of the ways that you can wear down a really, really good defense is having them out there for a long, you know, 6-7 minute drive, a 12, 13, 14 play drive that results in points. You got to be able to just continually pierce that veil of armor, and then eventually those shots are going to open up. The Bengals also cannot get conservative. They got to be able to take those shots when they are open. And even when a big time shot doesn't work, you got to be able to go back to it, and you got to be able to continue to take your shots. You can't get conservative. You got to stay aggressive, especially with a Bengals team like this, because honestly, you know, the Rams threw a lot of money out at in during free agency, and they were able to do that. And this is kind of the Rams all in here. So, I mean, if you're looking at talent wise and Bengals offense versus Bengals defense, or Bengals offense versus the Rams defense, you know, the Rams probably have the edge. So in order to beat that, you got to be aggressive.
All right. And that takes care of the big game that will be taking place at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, as the Los Angeles Rams will host the Cincinnati Bengals, the Rams representing the NFC, the Bengals representing the AFC. I've got to ask you this question, Josh. With the last year, Tampa Bay hosted the big one at Raymond James Stadium. Again, for the second year in a row, we've got a home team that will be hosting the big one in their home city. Do you think the pressure is going to get to the Rams in terms of it, the big one being at their own home stadium, or do you think they'll be able to be competitive with the Bengals?
It's such an interesting, you know, question, because you don't really know. This is the second time that this has happened in Super Bowl history, which is incredible to think about, that this is it. But on the Bengals side of the ball, I do not think that it will affect them being in the Rams stadium. I think that the Bengals will be able to block out that noise. I mean, they've been 9-2 on the road, so the Bengals should be A-OK. In terms of the Rams side of the ball, it's going to be interesting to see how they are when they are in their own home city. And, you know, they're able to sleep in their own beds, and they're able to use their practice facility, too. It's something that, you know, you don't really see in the NFL. But that being said, I think both teams are going to come out with their best game. I don't think either team is going to be holding any punches back. And I don't think the Rams are going to be affected that much. I think in order for the Bengals to beat the Rams, they're going to have to beat the Rams at their best game. And in order for the Rams to win, the Rams are going to have to beat the Bengals at their best game. So it's going to make for an incredible Super Bowl, and I really can't wait.
The city of Cincinnati, Josh, this is the first time that the Cincinnati Bengals will be in the Super Bowl for the first time since 1989, and it's been a long time coming. It's 33 years, and it's a long time coming, but it's definitely worth the wait. What's the city of Cincinnati's response been like to reacting to the Bengals going back to the Super Bowl?
Like, I'm not even awake. Like, it really does seem like a dream. It's so surreal to really even think about that the Bengals are actually going to the Super Bowl. So the city of Cincinnati has been on fire. It's been interesting to feel out these feelings of, okay, we are here. We have shown up to the party, and now we're here to go win it all. And you know, I do expect the Bengals to go in to SoFi and win the game. But that being said, like, the city has been incredible, and you know, I'm a teacher. That's what I do with my day job. So I go into school, and it's amazing to see all my students wearing Bengals gear that, you know, I've seen be wearing, you know, Patrick Mahomes jerseys or Lamar Jackson jerseys. Now we brought those fans back, and we've reconnected with this fan base as an organization that they're buying Jamar Chase jerseys and Joe Burrow jerseys and Evan McPherson jerseys. Have you ever heard of a kicker getting their jersey sold out? I've never heard that Evan McPherson's jersey sold out, which is incredible. The city's buy-in has been amazing. And, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. Schools are closing for the Monday after the Super Bowl because they know everybody's going to be staying up and watching the game. So the city is buzzing. We can't wait, and we are desperate. And I emphasize the term desperate to bring a Lombardi Trophy back to Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for the Bengals. Again, it's been 33 years since the last time they played in the Super Bowl, and hopefully it'll be they'll work out this time. I mean, 33 years has been a long time, and hopefully it'll definitely be worth the wait as the Cincinnati Bengals battle the Los Angeles Rams. It should be an exciting game. And again, Josh, man, thank you so much, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody about the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show.
You can find me on Twitter at @BackRowBengals, and you can find my podcast pretty much anywhere where you can find podcasts. It's called the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. It's all brought to you by fansided.com. If you go to fansided.com and go to the Bengals side, you can find a lot of my articles and a lot of my blogs. I have one up now that's from a little bit prior in the season, but it talks about how the Bengals are the best team in the AFC. And now, obviously, they're coming out of the AFC to represent them in the Super Bowl. So I was pretty dead on in my article, but that's exactly where you can find me.
All right, tell everybody one more time, again, where they can find you on social media, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
On Twitter, you can find me at Back Row Bengals, and then you can find my podcast, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. You can find that anywhere where you can find podcasts. And then also you can find my blog on fansided.com. And, Ed, I gotta give you a huge thank you for letting me come on the show and letting me, you know, spread my brand, because last week we finally broke our download record. We had 2,000 podcast downloads, and I'm definitely got to credit a lot of that credit to you for letting me come on your show and letting me talk with you and talk some Bengals football and spread my brand. So I thank you. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. I thank you for those compliments, man. Anything I could do to help and be of assistance to you and your brand as well. And again, thank you so much for those words, man. And you heard it from him. He is Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, giving you the 411 on what's happening with the Cincinnati Bengals all season long and coming up to this point as they take on the Los Angeles Rams in the big one. Josh, as always, thank you again, my man. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
So much for having me on, and you know, obviously, I'll be on very, very soon, and hopefully I'll be on celebrating a Bengals win, man. So thank you again so much, and I appreciate you. Who that?
All right, you're welcome. Anytime, we'll be back with more right after this.
Oh, situation. I thought you were talking from the line of scrimmage on a regular play. I know you're talking special.
Yes, no, I wasn't.
Okay.
This is why you're kicking on third down, though, because if it is a drop,
all right,
do it again.
Here we go. This could be a sentence that a month ago would sound incomprehensible. From 31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl.
He called it again, I'm sure. He walked up and he goes, "Can you believe, Coach? We're going to the Super Bowl." And they did it. They beat Mahomes at home. Wow, Joe Burrow. No way. Only two quarterbacks have won an FBS national title game and a Super Bowl, and that's Joe Namath and Joe Montana, and Joe Burrow's trying to be the third.
From 18 down, matching the biggest comeback victory in championship game history, AFC or NFC. This was just dead center. Shooter McPherson, fearless.
Welcome back, Bayside.
Streaming only on Peacock.
Can't wait to start junior year.
Saved by the Bell is back.
This is gonna be awesome.
And taking school spirit.
Our rivals just destroyed our mascot.
We're gonna crush Valley.
To the max.
If we don't learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
That's why we have all these reboots of teen shows from the 90s. Get a new idea, Hollywood.
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock. Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives in four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller. Josh is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. Always love his insight on his hometown team. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Welcome back, Bayside!
Streaming only on Peacock.
Can't wait to start junior year.
Saved by the Bell is back.
This is gonna be awesome!
And taking school spirit?
Our rivals just destroyed our mascot.
We're gonna crush Valley.
To the max.
If we don't learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
That's why we have all these reboots of teen shows from the 90s. Get a new idea, Hollywood.
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock. Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com. Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed, it's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Peacock streaming the world's biggest sporting events, exclusive originals, and the latest movies. This February, we've got Super Bowl 56 and the 2022 Winter Olympics. Peacock Originals Bel-Air from executive producer Will Smith and Westbrook Studios.
Damn!
Plus tons of new movies every week, including Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, in theaters and streaming only on Peacock Valentine's Day. With all this and so much more to love, sign up now at PeacockTV.com.